Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Sean Jeter. Batting second. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Warren Newson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Craig Griebeck. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Greg Hibbert. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Laos. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jeff Rabule. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Tapani. And now, play ball. Sean Jeter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jeter strikes out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ventura strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chuck Knoblauch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Knoblauch hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bell hits a line drive for a single. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Newson strikes out. There goes Bell. The throw from Harper to second, and Bell is out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Munoz. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule misplays the ball. That's an error on Rabule. Johnson moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Laos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis hits a line drive beyond short. Griebeck can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Harper hits a line drive beyond short. Griebeck can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Davis moves to third. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Harper moves to second. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Laos hits a line drive for a single. Davis scores. Harper moves to third. Harbeck moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Mike Huff now playing right field. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Munoz hits a line drive off the glove of Grebeck, and into shallow left field. Munoz reaches second base with a double. Harper scores. Harbeck scores. Laos moves to third. It's 3-0, Twins. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rebule hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Laos scores. Munoz moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-0, Twins. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. Mack reaches second base with a double. Johnson throws the ball into Ventura, who tags Mack trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Munoz scores. Rebule goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 6-0, Twins. Don Paul now pitching. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Grebeck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Huff hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. Grebeck moves to second. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Laos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sachs. Harper moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Laos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Laos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Mac. Bell reaches second base with a double. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newson is 0-for-1 in the game. Newson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Puckett. Newson reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. It's 6-1, Twins. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Tapani covering, for the out. Newson moves to third. One out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 0-for-1 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tapani fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munoz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Munoz hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rabule is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rabule strikes out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Grybek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grybek hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Huff is 0-for-1 in the game. Huff hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive for a single. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Ventura goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Twins. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's 6-3, Twins. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Newson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Newson hits a line drive beyond short. Rabule can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bell moves to second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Newson moves to second. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sachs is 0-for-2 in the game. Sachs hits a line drive for a single. Bell scores. Newson scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 6-5, Twins. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Knobloch hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive towards short. Grebeck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive for a single. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Grebeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Huff is 0 for 2 in the game. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabiule can't make a play. That's a base hit. Into center field. Puckett picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Puckett. Huff moves to second. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ventura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-6, White Sox. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Paul covering, for the out. One out. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Leos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leos hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Newson. Leos reaches second base with a double. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rabiule is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rabiule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Sean Abner pinch hits for Warren Newson. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Abner strikes out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabiule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Sachs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sachs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sachs hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Sean Abner now playing left field. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ventura. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Davis hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. Davis reaches second base with a double. Puckett goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 7, Twins, 7. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harper is walked intentionally. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Eden's now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Karkovice pinch runs for Carlton Fisk. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Grebeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grebeck bunts towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grebeck for the out. Karkovice moves to second. One out. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Huff strikes out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ventura is walked intentionally. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabiule fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Karkovice now catching. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Leos is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Leos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munoz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radinsky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Rabiule batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rabiule is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rabiule takes first base on ball 4. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 7. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Abner is 0-for-1 in the game. Abner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch is hit by the pitch. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-4 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Knobloch goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.